Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Ask the GP. Dr. Niall Breen is with us in studio from the Portmarnock GP Clinic to answer all of your health questions, queries. Niall, how's things?
Things are good, thank you. Yeah, I'm in good form.
Good stuff. 087 1400 106, that is the WhatsApp number. Mary has got in touch, Niall. She says, my daughter has hypermobility. She doesn't play sport, but she did lock her knee out of place last week. I put it back into place with gentle massage. I'm wondering, what can I do for her? Because she's saying that her knee is still sore.
God, Mary's brave.
What is that, first of all?
I suppose it's a more of a colloquial term for a sort of conditions whereby you have laxity in your joints and your tissues and so on. And it sometimes can be associated with underlying connective tissue diseases. Now, that's a very, very wide spectrum. Usually if I have somebody like this, I'll refer them to a specialist. You might do some bloods beforehand. You can do some antibodies and things, but really, we go by how somebody is clinically. So for somebody like that, I mean, whose knee, when they say their knee went, I wonder, was it the patella, which is the bone on the front of the knee? Either way, it shouldn't be happening. So that's something I would get my doctor to follow up if they haven't already.
Yeah, I'm going to assume Mary must know what she's doing as well.
I hope so. I mean, look, she's obviously a practical person and is able to sort it out. I'm always wary about relocating things like that in case there's a fracture, because if you try and put something back into place and it's broken, the pain is quite significant. I would be cautious if anything else slipped out of place in future.
So when she's saying the daughter's knee is still sore, should she now go to the GP now and get a scan?
I think I would probably get some specialist input. Yeah, I mean, like, your knee is complex enough anatomically, so it might be that there's some ligamentous strain. It could be some ligament tear. Mm. It's probably some underlying cartilage thing there. Possibly. So that's definitely one that needs expert input through your GP initially.
Okay. 087 1400 106. Keep your WhatsApp questions coming into us. Please ask Niall about painful leg pain, especially at night. It actually wakes me up. I've had bloods done. I'm a woman in my late 60s. I've been told that it's wear and tear and it isn't bad arthritis. I've been prescribed strong tablets that just seem to knock me out. I refuse to take them. I'm wondering, would physio help in any way? I'm fit and working part-time and I'm healthy otherwise.
Well, it sounds like this person has gone through a lot of the right channels, that they've been investigated, they've had bloods and whatnot. Again, if it was my patient, I'd probably drill a little bit more into the actual symptoms. Sometimes people will sort of say pain when it's actually like a restless legs syndrome or something like that. Mm. So sometimes the, I just can't think of the name, but tonic water can actually be really good.
I've heard that before.
Yeah,
actually.
It actually can. It sounds a bit.
I know what you're talking about.
It sounds a bit sort of like a different type of treatment, but for some people it does work quite well. So I think I'd want to know a little bit more about the history, but there's probably no harm in seeing a physiotherapist. They're we work alongside them, that they complement the work that we do, and we have a great physio system in this country. So physiotherapy might help there.
Listener says, I'm a 39-year-old man. It feels sore during sexual intercourse, married to the same woman for 5 years. Any idea what it might be?
Well, believe it or not, when he says it's sore, I wonder, does he mean that his erection is sore? Because people can actually fracture their penis. That's something that can happen. And I think any pain like that, I certainly would get investigated. So that's probably something for a urologist via your GP. Now, I've also seen people get pain on ejaculation, and I've also seen people get pain after intercourse, like stinging or burning when they pass water. So definitely one for the GP. I see men like this regularly enough.
Really?
Yeah, you would.
So you can fracture your penis.
You can fracture your penis, yeah. It's not something that people talk about.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it can happen, yeah. And I haven't seen it in a while. I saw a case of it last year and had to send the person to a urologist to follow through on that. And I'm not exactly sure what treatment that they do, I think, but it's important because, people should have a sex life if they wish to have one, and if they can't because of pain. Now, that person just says they've pain. So, I mean,
I'm 39, so they're young.
Well. Yeah, and occasionally the pain will actually not be in their penis. It'll be in one of their testicles. And so a good clean history very clear history is needed there from that gentleman. I would go along to your doctor. This would be something that they certainly could get the ball rolling investigation wise. So don't stay away with that.
087 1400 106. Keep your questions for Dr. Niall Breen coming into us. This listener says they have horizontal bumps and ridges on their nails. They've had them since they were a child. They're curious. Any thoughts on what it might be?
Sometimes people will get that because if they bite their nails, sometimes people will get that who are using a lot of different nail treatments and glues and shellacs and things like that. If it's there since they're a child, look, it's probably no harm to get a baseline set of blood tests done. It's the kind of thing that if they Google it, it'll probably throw up a whole load of very frightening but extremely rare things. We do see people with nail issues from time to time. The one big thing you'd want to make sure it's not is a fungal thing. So that would be very, very important. And usually we can diagnose that just kind of by looking at it. Sometimes we can take nail clippings and send them off to the laboratory and they'll try and grow them to see if anything is there, if we can tailor a specific treatment. So unfortunately, sending a lot of people back to their own GPs today, but I think that's one.
That's not just over-the-counter prescription stuff from the pharmacy.
No, I don't think so. I think I'd like to get nail clippings sent away there and just see what's going on.
Okay. Red spots all over my arms. It isn't chicken pox, says this listener. It does feel itchy though, and I'm wondering, could it possibly be eczema? If so, what do I need to do?
Well, if it's eczema, I suppose the age of the person would be interesting there. If it's eczema, that doesn't tend to present with red spots. It sounds more like a thing called a folliculitis, which is where the base of the hairs basically on the arm can get inflamed and can get quite sore. Eczema tends to present in the creases, so at the front of the elbow.
It's a 45-year-old woman.
45-year-old woman. Yeah, I wonder, is that something like a folliculitis again, which is just where the base of the hair follicle gets a bit red and inflamed and it can be sore. The timing of this would be important as well. Is it something that has just come up? If it has just come up, I'd kind of be inclined just to observe it for a little while and see. I mean, it's a time of year where people are showing their arms. If it has been ongoing, we'll say, since Christmas and the person's self-conscious about it, I would kind of follow up through on that a little bit sooner.
Yeah.
But I don't think it sounds to me like eczema.
Okay. A listener who's 67 years of age says, I'm wondering what's the best treatment for ED?
For erectile
dysfunction. I presume, yeah.
Yeah, erectile dysfunction. So again, this is something that as GPs we're very comfortable treating and looking after. You can get over-the-counter Viagra Connect in your pharmacist. There are a few conditions where you can't get it, but most men can take it. So what they say really is, when you look through the guidance, is that you should try the medication at least 6 times before you feel that either the dose is incorrect or the formulation is incorrect. There are two common ones on prescription, Cialis and Viagra. Mm. And I have some men who swear by one and some who swear by the other. And most of them come in a number of strengths. So definitely it's worth just trying it a few times and seeing. Also, anybody in their 60s who has erectile dysfunction should have a cardiovascular risk assessment, which is easy enough.
Yeah.
So blood pressure, pulse and bloods with their doctor, and a check for diabetes as well.
Listener wondering, is it possible to slow or to stop? Is it the process of vitiligo, finding a new spot every couple of months, an autoimmune disorder? Is that right?
Yeah, so vitiligo is when the skin loses pigmentation, and you might see people on a beach or out and about with it, and they tend to get kind of fairly large white patches. And obviously, depending on the person's race, it can be a bit more cosmetically upsetting, depending. So it really would be in the realm of specialist treatment there. I don't know if there's anything that your GP could prescribe. Sometimes I think people talk about steroids and things. I'm not sure how effective they are, but definitely somebody who has a condition like that. We also screen for things like low B12, celiac disease, stuff like that. So they probably need a baseline set of bloods anyway. But if you were looking for a more definitive treatment, we'll say, that would be through a dermatologist. That would be kind of out of the lane of a GP.
Yeah, okay. Listener says, I have a clear cyst on my finger near the nail. It's the second time it's appeared, but on a different finger. It is painful at times. Any advice as to how to get rid of it? They've called it, is it a myxoid cyst or something?
A myxoid cyst, yeah. So a myxoid cyst is a cyst or a little swelling that contains synovial fluid. So they usually aren't sinister or worrisome. Now, as I think I've said here before, I'm always wary when someone brings a label like a myxoid cyst to the table when, as you say, I haven't seen it. But if it's very recurrent, I would say excision from a hand surgeon is probably the thing to do. Now, again, the hand anatomy is quite complicated. I'd only do that if it was painful or cosmetically bothersome, or maybe they couldn't get a particular ring on their finger or they didn't like it. But if it's persisting like that, I think excision is probably the best way forward.
Finally, I went to the GP with hair loss, extreme fatigue and brain fog, 44-year-old woman, bloods with ferritin level 12, told because my hemoglobin level within range that all is okay. I'm still feeling symptoms 6 months on, took upon myself to start iron supplements. Any advice?
Sometimes we don't communicate things like this well. And what may have been that the GP said, well, your bloods are actually okay. It doesn't mean that the person doesn't still have the symptoms. And sometimes I suppose we could probably communicate that a little bit better. So for a 44-year-old woman who is having brain fog and
extreme fatigue, she says, yeah, and hair loss.
Yeah, I think that's somebody who, I mean, it's a bit of a buzzword now, but you'd be getting into the perimenopausal space there potentially. I would consider that. It is reassuring if she has a low ferritin, but that she doesn't have a low hemoglobin level. That means she's making enough blood and she's not losing blood anywhere. Again, like, I suppose it's reasonable for her to take an iron supplement. I'm always cautious about stuff that people take that we don't know about.
Yeah.
Like iron, it's not a harmless medication. But I would reconsider it and maybe think a little bit laterally in relation to something perimenopausal.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Dr. Niall Breen from the Portmarnock GP Clinic. Niall, thanks a million for coming in today answer listener questions.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.